Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at A.J. is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776. And I think text of the day, this is the last one of these I'm reading. It was a poll in one.
Zing.
That's perfect. So if you missed the first 2 hours, lots of good stuff. All of it available on podcastarena.com, and including the gem of the day that we're referring to. But and we're not welcoming in our 94.1 listeners yet because we're not quite on yet, or are we?
No, not yet. They're finishing up the Masters coverage.
Your guy Jordan Spieth just choked 18, so he's 6 under.
Good.
He finishes at 6 under.
So he shot, what was that, 1 under? I mean, 1 over?
On 18?
Yeah, on 18.
Yeah. Are you doing golf math over there?
Yeah, a little bit. I didn't know. I forget what he was going into 18.
John's counting his chicken. That's what he's doing. He's already counting that 30 bucks.
No, I'm not.
Oh, yeah.
I have one good player.
Oosthuizen. Come on, dude.
Oh, he missed an easy one.
My guys suck at putting.
M7 says the blitz from 1 to 4 in the morning. It's routine now. Hello from the Middle East.
Nice.
That's awesome, man.
You're more dedicated than I would be.
Appreciate you, my man. Sergeant in Baytown says I actually sound like the color guy on 94.1 doing the golf. Well, it's... That's a job that I could do. I could be a golf color guy.
You want to hear?
Yes, I can keep my voice. Yeah, let's hear his voice. It's
been a tough day for Alex Noren. Currently at 2 over.
I don't think he sound like him.
Into the right greenside bunker.
This is the announcer.
Yeah, I think that's
the color commentator.
Yeah,
and remaining at 2 over.
Mm. Okay.
The final group of Justin Rose, Dustin Johnson, and Rafael Cabrera-Bale have hit their tee shots at 18.
Yeah, this is
Charlie,
here we go.
Latter part of
this, the guy you
this opening round of the 82nd Masters has provided a lot of thrills as Noren gets up and down to save his par. 2 over par 74 for Noren.
I don't think you sound like him.
No, but I they're not whispering now, though. That's probably part of it. Because they're in the, I guess they're far enough away where they can't hear them. And Mike, no, hole in one does not work. He's British. It's a British guy. Oh, stop with these.
It's bad.
It is fun, but bad. Hey, I got some Game of Thrones news for you.
Okay, I'll take it.
If you'd like that. Apparently, are you a fan of it's Gendry, right? It's not Gendry.
Gendry.
I thought it was Gendry.
I don't know. I don't care.
It's pronounced not like it looks like it's supposed to be pronounced. Apparently. Are you a fan of his?
No, I don't care about him.
I don't really either.
I don't understand how he fits in the story.
Well, apparently he's got a very big role in season 8.
I don't like that because I don't know him.
Yeah.
I mean, I know him, but I don't know anything about his character why he's important.
His actor has revealed that he's got kind of an English thing going today, too. A fair bit for the final 6 episodes.
Okay.
Says, I've done well out of it this year, for sure.
You think he's on the Iron Throne?
Maybe.
That
would be disappointing.
He's just trying to pump up the odds.
Because I don't like him.
Do you understand why he's important to the story?
Not yet.
I don't either. I don't like that.
Says, as with all these things, we never shoot in chronological order, so you might have people coming in at the beginning and at the end, but it doesn't necessarily mean they'll make it all the way through. For me personally, the only real hope I had for the character was just that he would be there when the reckoning came. You got the sense, even back in season 3, that this was a show that was building towards some incredible climax, so you just wanted to be there when it all happened. Not even necessarily just from a character point of view, but from a personal point of view, to be stood there on the set when they're making that ending, that end game. So yeah, I'm very happy to be involved and be on set for season 8. I think he just revealed that he's there at the end.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
That's what it sounds like, right?
And it sounds like he's going to be fired for that, and they're going to rewrite everything, and it's going to take another year and a half.
Yeah. So, Apparently, he said he knew his character would eventually get revisited. He says, I'm aware that David and Dan have a million and one things that they need to think about when they're putting their story arcs together. It was one of the reasons why I never took for granted returning to the show at all. That was always the idea. That was what they said to me when I left at the end of season three. But things can change, and there's so many strands they have to keep in their mind and weave together that you're never sure. Okay, he's done too much Shakespeare.
he's an actor.
Yeah, he's an actor. Life is but a poor player who struts and frets his hour upon the stage and then is heard no more. Yeah, that's Gendry. All right, that's your Game of Thrones update.
Thank you.
I felt like I should share that with the people. I had a couple of other potential Game of Thrones, Gem of the Day things that I might get to. But I wanted to talk about this all weekend. I just haven't gotten to it. This Saints cheerleader suing the team. Have you seen this?
No.
She's claiming discrimination. She's filed a gender discrimination complaint with the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, alleging that female dancers were held to a higher standard than the male football players they rooted for. Yeah, because you're easily replaceable and they aren't.
They're signed to contracts and you're like not paid.
Well, they get paid, but they don't.
Barely.
Yeah. But you use that to raise your profile, right? I mean, that's a job that helps you get other jobs. That's what it's there for.
Yeah.
You're there to be hot. So through the Saints Nation website, still lists Bailey Davis as a member. The 22-year-old dancer says she was fired after three seasons with the squad for posting a photo of herself in a one-piece outfit to Instagram.
That makes sense.
She claims the post did not violate her code of conduct as her Instagram was set to private in accordance with team regulations, and she was not nude, semi-nude, or wearing lingerie.
Boo.
However, the senior director, Ashley Deaton, we got an Ashley and a Bailey here. This is shaping up as quite the battle. Very poor judgment to post a picture like that, especially considering our recent conversations about the rumors going around about you.
Here we go. Fired. Yep.
This does not help your case. I expect you to know better. Apparently there was a rumor around that she was banging a player. Because it says there's an anti-fraternization policy.
I bet that never, ever, ever happens.
Yeah, well. But here's what her complaint is. It says cheerleaders must adhere to an anti-fraternization policy that prevents them from socializing with players, including blocking players from their social media accounts. Players themselves are not reprimanded for pursuing conduct.
Oh, jeez.
So that's a part of her lawsuit. The anti-fraternization policy. That's
what they would call the crux of her lawsuit.
Yes, good word.
Thank you.
Let me give you word of the day for that.
Thank you.
But they're prohibited from speaking to NFL stars or even dining at the same restaurant.
Oh, they said dying.
Well, that too.
You're not allowed to die at the same restaurant where a player
they've
dies.
They've been told that anything beyond hello and great game is too personal.
Oh, boy.
It's considered fraternization to say anything beyond that.
Okay. Well. Listen.
And the attorney says if cheerleaders can't contact the players shouldn't be able to contact the cheerleaders.
Damn right. It's only fair, right, Fred?
Yeah, I agree. The antiquated stereotype of women needing to hide for their own protection is not permitted in America, and certainly not in the workplace. I'm doing this for other cheerleaders so they can do what they love and feel protected and empowered and be a female athlete and not be pushed to the side and feeling unimportant.
And if they want to bang a player, they can. That wasn't what she said?
No. Oh. No, but okay.
But that was kind of the gist of what she was thinking, right?
Yeah. Gist, also a pretty good word. So, Pietro said Gendry is Robert Baratheon's only legitimate son. Well, I know that, but
I
still don't see how that's important.
Who cares?
Oh, Sergeant said it was the other announcer has a country accent doing golf. It's awesome. So,
they like country, Fred. Redneck golf.
He's lining up here for about 15 feet. Looks like it's going to break to the right just a bit. And there it goes. And, oh, he's missed it. What a horrible shot. That feller should be slapped over the head or forced to have sex with a ninth hole, one or the other. That's what I would do.
Gendry wasn't a legitimate son. He was a bastard.
Right.
So he's not a legitimate
son.
You
can legitimize him.
Well, I guess you could, but not anymore since Robert's dead.
Yeah, well, it doesn't really matter because they're all going to be dead when the Night King wins. What the hell?
I'm having to adjust my microphone. That's what we have to do around here now.
Jesus.
It's like a big process to adjust these things.
Wow. So
I just want to be taken to the future where everything's automatic.
I have like five people text me that. Guys, we know he's Robert Baratheon's son, okay? We're kind of nerds
part.
About this.
I'm just telling you, I don't understand why he matters.
Yeah. Because, so he has a claim. All right, whatever. So does Daenerys. So does, so soon does Jon Snow.
And Tyrion.
You know, I have a claim to that throne.
You have a partial claim.
I do.
But your wife is from north of the wall, which that's a problem.
Yeah, having a wildling wife, that's, yeah, well.
That's a problem.
I can always upgrade.
Could. You could kill her.
I don't have to kill her. I'm
you
royalty.
Could the,
I,
you could have the zombie mountain kill her.
That might be interesting.
And, if her brain's made a mess on the palace floor, actually, you know who you'd call?
Well, okay, you go ahead with that. But I was just going to say, yeah, she's from north of the wall, but I'm Team Night King. So, yeah, I'm okay with having a White Walker like that.
You can't just be Team Night King if you want to have the throne.
Well, yeah, I can.
You think the Night King's going to be like, okay, Fred, you can have it.
No, I'm gonna be the Night King's heir. And then when
he's never going to die.
No, he's going to win, and then I'm going to kill him.
You don't know how to kill a Night King.
Yeah, I'm going to get some of that dragon glass and boom, right in the...
That hasn't worked
right in
yet.
The heart. Well, it's because nobody's hit him with it.
All right, guys. Spring pollen, other allergens are in the air, and they're coming into your home through your dirty air ducts, your foot traffic on your carpets. Get a jump on allergy season right now with dirt-free carpet cleaning. Spring special. For a limited time, dirt-free is going to come out and clean three rooms of carpet for just $100. Plus, they're going to give you a free speed dry. The other guys, they're leaving behind too much water. They're leaving behind soapy residue, unhealthy chemicals that trap dirt and allergens that'll make your family sick. That's not how Dirt Free does it. They've got the best technology in the game. They've been doing this for over 30 years, cleaning upholstery floors, even your air ducts. Call them right now, 281-DIRT-FREE. Tell them you heard it here on ESPN 97.5, and they'll clean three rooms for $100, and they're going to throw in a free speed dry. It's 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373 for Dirt Free Carpet.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Are we on 94.1 yet, John?
No, not yet.
Oh, okay. You'll let me know? 713-780-ESPN. A couple little quick news things. The Texans have signed quarterback Joe Webb to a contract.
Okay. Leads me to believe they won't draft one then.
Well, I think obviously, I'm guessing Deshaun doesn't do anything in OTAs, so you probably want at least
one more body.
Yeah, because you've got Heinicke still. Oof, boy.
You're in good shape with that.
Yeah. There are a couple other things that I just kind of wanted to touch on very quickly. Have you seen the new Titans uniforms?
No. I heard they got leaked, but
they got leaked.
I didn't care enough to go look.
Yeah, I don't. I'm not a person who cares about uniforms, and especially new ones. And oh, look at the design, and it's the majestic Titan, and all that kind of crap. I don't care about that. But like, people were ripping these things. I don't think they look that bad. I think they're actually kind of cool.
You got a picture of them?
Yeah, I got a picture. But I still think, like, for me, I like traditional, you know, like Cowboys and Raiders, but I also like the Jaguars. I think these are kind of cool. And
I mean, what's so different about
them? They're kind of like gray sleeves on, and then, you know.
It's not that big of a change.
The cool thing about them is they've got, like, the helmets are full navy now. Yeah. I like that. I think navy is probably my favorite color.
It'd be better than their, like, baby blue look.
Yeah, yeah. So I think it looks pretty cool. I mean, they're still not going to be very good, probably, but. I don't know. Maybe Mike Vrabel will surprise me, and he's really a good coach. And that the way he called plays last year was just an aberration.
Yeah, right? I'm sure it was.
So, 409 asked if you started watching the new season of Better Call Saul yet. Did that start?
I don't think so.
No, it hasn't started yet.
If it did, I'm pissed.
Yeah, because I would have known that one. And plus, I have my DVR set up to record, like, a whole bunch of series, so that...
Yeah. So if they try to sneak attack you?
Yeah.
Like the Americans did?
Well, but that was all over DirecTV. I don't know how you missed the beginning of that.
I don't know how I did either, but no, I didn't miss it because my DVR caught it for me, luckily. I didn't know anything about it.
I can't believe you didn't know that.
American is starting up?
They had tons of interviews with him since it's the last season.
I haven't even started the season yet.
Yeah, I thought about maybe jumping back in on it, but I lost interest after season one and really never went back.
Yeah, I like that show.
I've seen the first two Trusts. The second one's really good.
Trust.
It's about the Getty family.
Oh, okay.
J. Paul Getty. First one I was kind of eh, especially when they were showing Donald Sutherland masturbating. That was a little much for me.
You liked that?
I did not like that.
You like that?
Nope. Pretty much seen Donald Sutherland's butt before, back when he was young in Animal House. I don't need to see this. But this one was more Brendan Fraser.
Okay.
Playing a cowboy.
Him masturbate? No.
No, him playing a cowboy and kind of going around trying to fix things. And I thought it was a really good episode. So I will be sticking with that one.
Okay.
And we'll see where it goes from there. And I also just... somebody said Better Call Saul just released a new season on Netflix. That's probably what the guy was talking about.
Oh, I've already seen all that.
Yeah. But I also watched the first two of those Barrys on HBO. I think you should check it out.
Okay.
It's... A hitman goes to Hollywood, and the guy supposed to kill is in an acting class. He winds up going and auditing the acting class, and now he's decided he wants to be an actor.
All right.
And get out of being a hitman. But of course...
This sounds like a stupid premise. I'm not going
to
lie.
You need to watch. It's a comedy.
Okay. I don't like comedies. I don't know why. I used to. For some reason, I don't get into them anymore.
See, I like hitmen. I'm big on anything that has hitmen.
But I don't like the funny hitman.
Well, he's not funny, but the guys around him are.
Okay.
He's for a hitman, he's kind of a dumb. So I think you'll like it. I think you'll find it different.
I'll try it.
Yeah. It's not all. I mean, it's mostly. I think it's funny just because I find the idea of. I think hitmen can be very funny. Like Gross Point Blank's one of my favorite movies because John Cusack is hilarious in that. And Dan Aykroyd, once again, another.
I just like all the murder.
Well, there's a lot of murder. There's a lot of murder. So if you like murder, it's
good. But I don't like funny murder.
Well, the murders aren't funny.
Okay. Are they violent and gory?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
The murders are right up your alley.
Okay. I like that.
Okay. Did you see what one of your fellow Nashville Predator fans did?
No.
Apparently, they weren't happy with the goal being overturned.
Yeah,
they
got screwed.
A lady sent two dead catfish to the NHL office in Toronto.
I think that's fair.
Apparently said...
What, is that frowned upon?
Well, somebody was joking about it on Facebook that they should send him a catfish in protest. And so this lady said, okay, I will.
Well, good for her.
I kind of picture it. One minute I was sitting on my couch, and the next minute I was going to buy fish and ship it to Canada. It wasn't the refs in the game that made the call.
You bought
Toronto.
That fish? I mean,
she bought the fish. Yes,
that's lame. She should have noodled it in her backyard.
She bought two catfish from a fish market, and then she began to wonder about the legality of her protests. So she called UPS, which then called Canadian Customs to make sure it was okay to send two dead catfish across a border. It was
The league offices are in Canada.
Yeah, in Toronto.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Why is that?
I mean, there's hardly even any teams in Toronto. Why wouldn't the league?
I mean, there's hardly any teams
in America.
Toronto? No, that's where the actual office, I think, is in New York, but that where they do the review is Toronto.
Oh, okay. They should just have it all in America to save confusion.
Well, I mean,
that way, if you want to send a catfish, you don't have to go through customs.
Well, she had to go through customs. She put the fish in a cooler with "You Suck" in block letters inside the cover. It cost her $150 for materials, postage, and deceased sea creatures.
Okay.
As of 7 a.m. this morning.
The key is not telling UPS what your, or FedEx. FedEx is cheaper, first of all. And the key is not to tell them what you're shipping. So if you're shipping beer.
Yeah.
Because that would be illegal.
Yeah. Weed, you can't tell them either.
You just say, I'm shipping homemade snow globes.
Right.
Or I'm shipping yeast samples. Sometimes I say, I make homemade diabetic lemonade, and I'm shipping it to my diabetic friend who lives in L.A.
I'm shipping barley. Liquid barley.
That's right.
As of 7 a.m. Thursday, the package had cleared Canadian Customs. and was on its way to NHL headquarters in Toronto. An email to the NHL for comment wasn't returned.
Do you think they're going to open that, or do you think they're going to be like,
no, okay, I think there's, oh, it's from this Meeks lady in Nashville. We know what it is.
Yeah, let's
it,
just
it
leave that
trash.
Alone.
Yeah, we don't want to see.
Wait, anything. She put a return address on it? That would be dumb.
Well, I think she's gone out and said she did it. Everybody
yeah,
knows
not,
who did
not
it.
Not wise, guys.
Yeah, she says, I hope they're not mad about it. It's just a prank, but we got robbed. The players were stunned. Even the Panthers players and fans knew it was a bad call, too.
Damn right it was.
I do want to clarify, there was no ice in the cooler. I wanted it to be disgusting. Yeah, that ain't getting open. You shouldn't have told them that.
Yeah, that's gross.
Yeah. So.
That's just wasteful, too.
Yeah. I mean, if you're going to send them the fish, maybe they want to eat them.
Yeah.
So.
Damn Predators fans. Can't behave.
Somebody said any hockey picks. Yeah, I gave out my hockey pick last hour because the game's already started.
So. I'm so pissed at my laptop. My laptop's been acting up all day, and the internet won't teach me how to fix it.
That's not good.
I know. I have to have my wife fix it. She always has to fix my technology problems.
Mine's the same way. It's like anytime I have a problem, and she...
It's so demeaning.
Well, but part of her job now is you know, she's doing IT accounting, so she knows a lot about this stuff to begin with.
Yeah.
But I also kind of feel useless when she can fix things that I can't.
For me, usually it's just I'm just too lazy to do it, and it's easier to have her do it. But this time, I feel like I've tried a lot of stuff, and it's not working, so I actually need
to
do it.
You've been trying since 4 o'clock. I know that much. So,
and I don't want to do like a hard reset, because then I feel like I'm going to lose everything that I've got going. And mostly, I don't want to lose my sports map story that I'm writing for tomorrow.
Yeah.
But I may have to bite the bullet on that and just start over.
Why don't you save it in like a Word document or in your Google Drive?
Junk. If I could get into my laptop, yeah. I would do that.
Oh, it won't even turn on?
No.
It turns on, but it's stuck on the boot screen, like the white screen with your, like where it gives the, like it's got the bar.
Oh, no.
My bar is full, but it won't go to the next thing. So stupid.
Yeah. See... And you never have computer problems.
Rarely. Unless I try to update while we're during a break or something.
Yeah, that's happened to me. That's happened with my phone. They're both pains.
That's a strategic error.
Yeah, yeah. It's like this one tried to download something new today. No.
Wait, so no thanks.
It's like, yeah, 10 minutes for an update and then an hour later.
Yeah, it really takes an hour. That's all. It lies.
Mutt says the timing of McNair's off the rocker moment corresponds with Rick Smith's personal situation. I believe Rick was keeping him in check.
Could be.
It's possible. We heard a lot from, we heard less from Rick Smith last year than we have in the past, and I'm sure that had something to do with it. But I think he deflected a lot. All right. Very quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. And I guess we're welcoming in SportsMap 94.1 listeners.
Yes, we are.
Who, for the past several hours, have been listening to people talk like this.
Hello, Map. Hello, yes. Map.
Welcome in, Map.
Welcome. Welcome to our program.
Yes, hopefully you will enjoy.
We'll try to keep it as classy here as it was in Augusta.
That's right.
We'll fail.
Absolutely. if you missed out, of course you missed it because you were on SportsMap 94.1. You can go back to Podcast Arena. You can get the first 2 hours, and by the time you get caught up with those, you can come get the last 35 minutes.
That's right.
And a lot of people wanted to know what happened to the third hour Tuesday. Jong did not put that up because we're holding the pepper spray incident back for something special. So we'll just more on that soon.
Okay.
So I'm just checking in on my hockey game. It's 1-0 in the first. There's going to be a lot more scoring in this game, so I'm not too worried. But Jersey has 13 shots, no goals. Toronto, 3 shots, and of course they have a goal. Well, weird how that happens.
It's called efficiency, Fred.
Yeah, well, that's what you do.
Waste not, want not.
Yeah, if you can get a goal every three shots you take, you're going to win.
That's what you do.
Yeah, here's a bold prediction. If you're a team, if you're an NHL hockey team that scores once out of every three shots, you will never lose. Ever. There's a better shot of that McGregor thing. What a mess. I love it. Would have sucked if somebody had gotten hurt, though, that's going to fight.
Yeah.
That would be bad.
And someone did, but apparently not bad enough that they're going to have to pull out of the fight.
Yeah. Did you see that Dana came out and said it looks like that Lesnar's coming back?
Yeah, I've heard that, too.
That's good. I think hopefully he won't be taking drugs, but that's a name that really helps. I mean, he's one of those crossover popular stars, and there's just not a lot left right now with Ronda Rousey. We wouldn't talk about her. She's totally melting down.
No, she's lost it.
She has. I for somebody who's as talented as she is, but once she lost, the whole thing fell apart.
Yeah, I think AJ nailed it. She's so mentally weak.
Yeah, she just can't handle losing.
Yeah.
Not even interviews either.
That's why when Connor lost, it wasn't the end of him. Like it wasn't like his popularity didn't go down. I mean, he was still a guy people wanted to see fight. When Ronda lost, she went into this weird shell and she just handled it so poorly. Like McGregor handled it the right way. Ronda handled it the worst possible way.
Yeah. But,
and it's so weird because it's hard to imagine someone being that great at something. And I'm not so much talking about MMA, but like how, I mean, she was an Olympic judoka. Like how do you get to be that great at something if you're not mentally tough?
Well, I have a theory.
Okay.
It's not unlike Johnny Manziel. Stay with me on this.
Okay.
She was so talented and so much better than those guys and was just rolling right through them, just like Manziel did in college. It's always going to come easy. And then she got punched in the face.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like him. He got there and realized, I have to work. And I don't think it's a thing of working with her, but I think it's the same thing. It's you grow up, I can't lose. And then when you lose, there's two ways you can go with it. You learn from it and you come back better. Or, you know, like Canelo's a good example. Canelo didn't crater when he lost.
No. Nope.
Came back and was better. But she cratered, just like Manziel cratered. Did you see the, there's apparently an uproar over this. I don't know why. Residents bordering a West Houston reservoir say an alligator that was known to quietly sun itself outside the ponds was apparently run over on a busy road. But then its carcass was dismembered by people who wanted its teeth and limbs as souvenirs.
That's weird.
But apparently a 6-foot gator known by some as Harvey. Others called him Al the Gator. But really, that is the most uncreative name. Al the Gator. Come on, people. This is our city, too. Said he saw him on the side of the road, but later that day he saw a woman cutting off one of his feet. Another nearby resident said that he chased away folks who were pulling out the gator's teeth and cutting off limbs.
Jeez.
Says it makes me mad because it's disrespectful. The game wardens have a special place in jail for those people.
Yeah, I would think so.
It saddened me that she's gone. Gators are magnificent creatures. I love all animals no matter what they are. Okay.
Yeah, let's not use roadkill as souvenirs.
Well, what if you want some gator boots?
No, you go to the store and buy them.
No, what if you want to make your own gator boots?
No, you go to the store and buy them.
Eh.
Or you go on a legal hunt, crocodile hunt, or alligator hunt.
Look, this alligator was not going to need its skin. It's not going to need its teeth. And probably wasn't the smartest gator in the world for walking across the street. I don't know.
That's not in question. It was dumb.
That's a mistake. If you're an alligator, you don't belong in the road.
Foolish error.
Yeah. 713-780-ESPN. Okay, I'll go ahead and do this this story. All right, so 6:41. You almost made it to the end today.
Man, that felt good too.
That was a good one, but it's awful late in the game.
Sorry. I had a burrito for lunch.
Oh yeah, that'll do it. So apparently There is 10 million pounds of something stranded in Alabama after being shipped from other states. Been stranded there for almost 2 months. Dozens of trains carrying 10 million pounds of poop.
Why?
That's the thing.
Like human poop?
It just says poop. It doesn't say whether it's human or...
I mean, I hope it's like manure.
There's not a ton of details in this story.
Isn't that like biohazardous?
It's just...
You can get pink eye.
I think that'd be like the least of your concerns. It was there for that long.
But they've been sitting there for months.
Jeez.
Apparently, waste management facilities in New York and one in New Jersey have been shipping tons of bio waste to a private landfill in Adamsville, Alabama. But in January, the neighboring town of West Jefferson filed an injunction to keep it from being stored in a nearby rail yard. It was successful, but as a result, the poo already in transit got moved to Parrish, where there are no zoning laws to prevent the waste from being stored. And now the mayor, Heather Hall, says she's doing everything in her power to get the freight out of her town.
This is how the zombie apocalypse starts.
I think so.
Yeah.
Well, I hope it starts in Alabama and not here.
Residents said the waste smelled like dead bodies.
Okay.
Yeah. The Environmental Protection Agency.
I want to know how those guys know what dead bodies smell like.
A dead body has a very specific smell. I mean, it's hard to describe. But you've probably smelled a dead body before, huh?
I've never.
Rotting. Well, no. Okay, because there was a guy who died in the apartment next to me one time, and there was one other person when I was living in an apartment that a couple doors down that died. And don't start thinking I'm a serial killer and I did this, okay? Okay, they were old people, and it was natural causes. That's what old people do. They die of natural causes. Oh, 409, roll turd.
Oh, boy.
I have to say the textures have been on point today. So, yeah, I think it was Brother Bear earlier was asking about having like best texter, best call, best tweet. And it would be impossible to pick a best text today.
It's been a strong day on the text.
Yeah. So as he was asking, what are the odds of Blitz can change the contest rules, choose the best tweet, the best caller, or the best text within a certain parameter? That just sounds like a lot of work.
It's too much work. Yeah. We like caller eight.
And a lot of times well, you know what? When we give away those games, we'll come up with something like that. We'll give you guys like 10 minutes to come up with the best something, text or tweet.
I have a game idea that I've been wanting to play. I need to get with Juggalo Trey and record it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Josh says, Twitter thoughts and prayers for Al the Gator.
R.I.P. Harambe and Al.
I want some Gator boots. All right. Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Make sure you check out SportsMap.com. A.J. will be riding tomorrow. Jermaine was working on a video on Bob McNair, which I'm interested to get his take on it. So that'll be up as soon as it's edited. And, follow us on Twitter at SportsMapHOU. That would be really cool. Speaking of Jermaine, there he is with his Saints shirt on. I'm just not to get too far ahead, but if I do a weekly Saints thing on the Sports Map, I'm pretty sure I know who I'd ask to do it.
Me?
No.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
No, I'll have you do a weekly Longhorn thing we know how much you love them.
Yeah, perpetuate.
Yeah, perpetuate the stereotype.
Yeah.
I'll make you do weekly Aggie. That'd be awesome.
I love it.
All right. We don't have a Hoppin' on Hollywood because he can't get to his computer, but guess what?
And I can't get to it on my phone either, which really pisses me off because that should be automatic.
That kind of sucks. Well,
normally, if I left it at home, I feel like I would be able to get to it, but I don't know what's going on here.
Well, I have cobbled together a Falcon on Famous People.
I love it.
And we'll start with... were you guys fans of Ren and Stimpy?
I was, actually.
Yeah, I was a little kid when it came out, or I guess when it was running.
Yeah.
I liked it, but I thought it was weird.
I loved it. And I had, like, Ren and Stimpy boxer shorts, and I had, like, little stuffed animals that you could squeeze, and they would fart.
Yeah?
Yeah, I was a big Ren and Stimpy fan.
Well,
those were one of the shows that my parents kind of... were careful around.
They didn't like you to watch it, huh?
No, and The Simpsons.
Yeah, my cousin wasn't allowed to watch Ren and Stimpy. My wife's family was very strict. She wasn't allowed to watch The Simpsons. She wasn't allowed to watch The Smurfs because it had a wizard.
Well, I'm a fan of wizards.
Yeah.
John Kricfalusi, the creator of Ren and Stimpy.
Oh, yeah. You said that right.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. I have no idea.
I have no idea either. Apparently, the latest to be accused of sexual abuse.
I saw this. Like, he was basically, from what I understood anyway, there were these girls who wanted to be animators, and they were writing to him.
A 13-year-old girl. And apparently,
he wanted to help her.
The people in animation knew that he had been dating a girl since he was 15.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
That ain't good.
And
so what happens? Prison?
He still celebrated for his animation, but right now his attorney responded, said the 90s were a time of mental and emotional fragility for Mr. Kricfalusi.
Oh, well, that makes it okay then.
Especially after losing Ren and Stimpy, his most prized creation. For a brief time, 25 years ago, he had a 16-year-old girlfriend. Over the years, John struggled.
How
with
old
what,
was he then?
He was, I think he's 39, I think.
Mm.
No, he's 62 now, so 62 minus 25.
So 30. 37, yeah. My age.
Yeah.
That 16, that's too young, man.
Yep.
I'm 37 now. 16, that's too young.
But
19? Okay. 16, no, it's too young.
Yeah, so he's now the Roman Polanski of animation.
Oh, cartoon Roman Polanski. That's too bad.
Yep. Apparently, we almost had a Deadpool series.
Donald Glover, a television show?
Yeah, Donald Glover was going to do an animated Deadpool series for FXX. It's been canceled for very vague, quote, creative difference reasons.
Okay.
And he tweeted out that despite the speculation, he was, in fact, not too busy to work on the show. That was the first part. In fact, he was so not busy, he tweeted out a comical 15-page script that references the series cancellation.
Yeah, a fake script.
Yeah. So, it would have been animated by Floyd County, which is the studio behind Archer. And he wrote in a tweet, there really was a Taylor Swift episode. It was hilarious. So, that's unfortunate. John, did you talk about that in your podcast?
Yes, we did. And details a little murky. Just because nobody is coming out and saying why it was canceled. Some of the speculation is that it was different because Donald and Stephen Glover were writing it. And the rumor is that Marvel shut it down because Donald Glover is actually FX's like golden child because of Atlanta and how well that show's doing.
Yeah.
My guess is that they're going to pitch it to a different network and maybe like an Adult Swim or something. And then we probably won't see it for another couple of years because it takes like a year to put it together. And they don't... and this same thing goes for Rick and Morty. We probably won't see another Rick and Morty until 2019 at the earliest.
Well, that pisses me off. There's no question.
Yeah. So, it's... I think Stephen Glover said that the Taylor Swift episode was the straw that broke the camel's back, essentially. It was a last straw.
All right. And finally, Maxim released its definitive power rankings of the greatest couples in pro sports.
JJ what?
Number six is Dustin Johnson and Paulina Gretzky.
Okay.
She is so hot.
She is nice.
Number five, Russell Wilson and Ciara.
Okay. Oh, so they don't have to both be in sports.
Right. Number four, Tom Brady and Giselle.
Oh, that's a tough one to top.
And they're fourth. Okay, this one's way too high. Dwayne Wade and Gabrielle Union.
Okay.
Number two.
Do we have a local?
Well, I'm not done yet. Number two, Aaron Rodgers and Danica Patrick. Aaron Rodgers, he's got a thing for crazies. And number one, Kate Upton and Justin Verlander.
Nice.
Houston is number one again, thanks to Justin Verlander. You know, the Astros would have never won a World Series without him. And they would have never been number one on the Sports Power Couple without him.
Okay.
And that is Falcon on Famous People.
Thank you, Falcon.
All right, came out of the bullpen there. And Jong helped, too.
Well done.
All right. I'm going to give myself a B- today. A+ for you two guys. We'll do it again tomorrow.
My laptop gets a D.
Your laptop gets
a big fat one?
A big fat one. It can
F- suck. F-. All right. Stay sporty, bitches.